Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, stomp and kill the spotted lanternfly without mercy. Seriously, that's what the scientists are saying. That's their solution, what to do with this invasive species.
You know what? When it comes to like things that are in the sea, the ocean, stuff like that, a lot of times they'll tell you, like, put it on the menu, and that's how you wipe out an invasive species. A lot of people around here are not going to be down with eating moths.
No.
So I guess that, you know, stomping them out with your feet is probably the best way that we have.
Yeah. So you're going to be hearing about this all over the news today. They're in about 12 states, mostly the East Coast so far, but they're spreading. And if you don't stomp them to death, they're going to kill all the trees and, oddly, your lawn furniture.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Lawn furniture, too.
They are plant hoppers, and they are devouring a number of vegetation, and they're prolific.
They're prolific. They just multiply.
How do I know what it is that I'm stomping or killing? Because I saw something the other day, and I wasn't sure if it was a butterfly or a massive moth.
Well, okay, so they look like they're gray, and they have spots on them.
Okay.
And then underneath, they have red coloring, like behind their wings.
Uh-huh.
They're very distinctive looking, and they're dumb. They're very dumb. They don't fly. I'm dead serious.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear him say that.
Yes.
They're just stupid?
They're stupid. So they don't... They don't fly well,
yeah.
So they kind of just hop around.
Oh.
So they're really easy to stomp.
Okay.
Yeah, so exactly. What do? When you see these things swarming?
When you see them, stomp them. There's no other way to put it. They hop, but they don't fly well. It's easy to step on them and smash them, and that's what people are doing.
So when we step on them and smash them, it doesn't like spread larva or anything like that. So this will actually wipe them out.
Yep, okay. Exactly. And this is like the only way they figured it out. They're not native to here. They're native to China.
Yeah.
And they think they came in a stone shipment back in 2004 and landed in Pennsylvania.
Not really important. I mean,
yeah, they're here.
They got here.
We,
I mean, stuff
get
shipped every day. So.
Yeah. And they're not harmful to humans, but it's like they're a serious problem to trees, and they suck the life out of all these trees and the vegetation. But the bigger thing is now there's been this handful of vigilante groups that have come out.
Right, like python hunters down in Florida. Right.
Yes.
So now people are out there stomping mosquitoes. I love it.
Moths. Here they are talking about it. This is one of the vigilante leaders.
We know it's an invasive insect. It has very few predators in this area. And we should get out there and try to eradicate it or bring that population way down so that we don't have some sort of mass fallout event with our habitat.
And then I got scared. I go, what's our fallout event that's going to happen for these things?
What could that be?
Apocalypse. They turn into zombies.
They rule the world.
If you see a swarm of them,
if
you have time today, Google, because there was a swarm over the weekend somewhere. All I can imagine is them coming together like some kind of like transformer.
Yes.
And then attacking large cities.
I understand. Like Voltron.
Yes.
Right. I mean.
But if you see one, stomp it to death. That's what they're telling us to do. And, check your cars if you're going on road trips, because that's how they keep going to all these other states.
Now you're driving them. They're smuggling them.
They're hitchhiking. They're so dumb. They can't figure out how to fly. They can figure out how to attach to your car, though.